climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me by phone right now is Kirk Jackson. Kirk is running for state legislature in District 28, Seat B. Kirk, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat.
Sure.
So, Kirk, what was it that got you interested in throwing your hat in the arena?
Oh, boy, there's a loaded question, huh?
Yes.
I was shown the voting records of our current representatives, and I really felt that they weren't representing the way people in Southeast Idaho feel. You know, people in Southeast Idaho tend to be moderate to conservative, have a lot of family values, and I didn't feel that our current representation was representing them in the manner that they believe.
What would you say, Kirk, is the biggest issue of concern for folks here in Southeast Idaho?
Well, I guess that depends on which people you're talking to, but some of the major issues that I have run into in talking to people is, you know, the tax structure is somewhat out of control. We're paying high taxes, which contributes to the inflation problem that everyone is feeling. Our school system is not doing an adequate job of training our youth for the world that they're going to face. And then, of course, you know, border security is a big issue. And even though I live in one of the most remote areas in the county, in Bennett County, I recently ran into two Venezuelans that looked pretty rough at a local C store. And I wondered if I needed, you know, some kind of protection from these people. So I would say those are three major issues that everyone is thinking about.
Right. And what would be your strategy for approaching those issues and the other issues that might come up?
Well, we've got to get the legislature to actually do their job is the strategy. I mean, and I don't know if you are familiar with the ratings that they've gotten. The Freedom Foundations and the Idaho Citizens Alliance have rated our latest version of the legislature as one of the worst on record for representing the citizens of Idaho. So that is the whole core, the crux of the whole thing. We've got to get the legislature to stop with their pet projects and actually do their job.
And that's, you're referring to that freedom index that's given to each candidate, correct?
Well, yeah, the freedom index is given to each candidate, but the Freedom Foundation rates every candidate on freedom, on taxes, and on education. But they also rate the legislature as a whole for the entire session on what kind of a job they did. And they have them rated as one of the worst on record.
Oh, wow. Let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be the most important leadership attribute that's going to help you to get the legislature moving in a better direction?
Well, I think determination is going to be a big issue. What we see oftentimes in especially in Boise, and I've been up there a couple times recent months to visit and watch, and you see a lot of go along to get along, and we end up passing things that shouldn't be passed just to try and get something good done. So we're trading a good for a bad, but that doesn't really get us where we need to be. We need to get some of the good without also including a bad in it. And plus, the governor has been somewhat difficult to deal with in the issues that we really face this year.
You know, you talked a little bit ago about preparing young people for the world they're going to face. As you look at that challenge of getting them ready for the world they're going to face, what do you think is the biggest shortfall for young people right now?
Well, I think as a whole, we're pushing everybody into the same, you know, the same area. We're trying to force all of our youth into a bachelor's degree where they, and many of them are coming out of college 4 and 5 years later with $100,000 or more in college debt and a degree that only makes them $50,000 or $60,000 a year. If we could get some good technical training into the high schools, we could shortcut that situation. We could have some of our youth go into the more technical fields and the trades. And so then when they're 20 years old, 21 years old, they're out there making $80,000 or $100,000 a year and they don't have the college debt. And there's a certain percentage of the youth that is going to have a tendency to lean into those things if we don't push them away from it. The problem now is that we're pushing everyone away from actually having a job where you work with your hands.
Right.
And it's going to cost us all big in the end.
Right. It is kind of that one size fits all system that's been going on for quite a while. And so you're talking about trying to break that system and steer kids in some other directions.
Yeah, I mean, and not even necessarily steer them in another direction, just give them the option to go the direction they would naturally if we don't push them into something they really don't want.
Right, so looking at their strengths and then giving them all the information to see that there are other paths available.
Yeah, just let them use their natural aptitude to go where they will go.
I like that. Let me ask you this, Kirk. How can people learn more about you and your campaign?
JacksonForIdaho.com is the website. And I have a JacksonForIdaho28B@gmail if someone would like to, you know, send me an email and ask questions. Work my way into it so that people can contact me and we can actually, you know, converse about what is important to them.
Right. Well, Kirk Jackson, candidate for state legislature in District 28, Seat B, thanks for taking a moment to chat with me.
You bet.
All right.
I appreciate the chance.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. This Saturday, it's the Republican Party's Lincoln Day Gala. Carrie Lake is going to be the keynote speaker. I have tickets to give away. Just text me, Lake, to 208-522-5900.